Thanking is one of the most important things in Itbodedut, and it sweetens all the judgment. וגם מחזירה את האדם לאמונה, it also turns the person back, brings him back to the אמונה. Sometimes the person loses his אמונה during the day. A lot of times we have difficult challenges during the day, and we forget Hashem. And the Itbodedut, when you say thank you in the Itbodedut, you're bringing it all back to the אמונה, that definitely everything is good, even though it's a difficulty. והיא משמחת את האדם, ו-thank you makes a person happy. רק, שרק על ידי שמחה יוכל לפרש שיחתו בלב משבר. The only, Ezra, it's exactly what we learned yesterday, שרה ותודה Ezra. Only through שמחה, רבינו says this, a person can actually come to talk with Hashem. כמו שאמר רבינו, like רבינו said, שרק אם האדם בשמחה, that only if a man is happy, he can come to a broken heart really. And without שמחה, a person can't even open his mouth at all. וגם התפילה שלו, even if he does daven, היא בתרוניה ותרעומת, with anger, with complaints to Hashem. הוא מעורר אותה עליו דינים חס ושלום, that kind of prayer arouses upon him judgments. וכן השמחה וההודיה מסלקת ממנו את כל הדמיונות, the happiness, the joy, and the thanking of Hashem, it removes from a person all these imagination that things that bad things are happening to him, and clarifies the good spirit from the bad spirit. Through this, he merits prophecy. As Rabbeinu says, Torah Nundal. Lachen. Therefore, af al pi she'adam margish she'ze lo ha'emet shelo lodot achshav. Even though a person feels that it's not his truth right now, if he says thank you, he feels bad right now. וכפית גלות ליבו, according to what is revealed in his heart, all he wants to do is only scream and cry and complain about his deficiencies, about his pains. A person needs to know the advantage of thanking Hashem and force himself to think. Tell Hashem, Hashem, it's difficult for me. It's bitter for me. Thank you. I know it's definitely good because you gave it to me. It's a work. An everyday work. Because then the thank you will enlighten the path to the truth, and he'll be able to do truly bodhidut. And then also after he'll come into joy, and from that he'll be able to scream to Hashem from the right place. This is check, it's for sure. Minisyoni aishi, from my personal nisayon.
Challenge?
A personal I went through it, no? Yeah, the word in a way.
Is there any coincidence that like today at a moment of Gustavo and you were talking about the same subject?
I don't know what coincidence means in Judaism.
Okay.
Hashem is teaching here, not us. Not me, not Rabbeinu, not Rav Kesuto. Rabbeinu is here. Rabbeinu is teaching the teacher really in this building.
Which I find that interesting.
Yeah, also a lot of times, a person might learn in books, four different books, and the same ideas. I remember once I met my father at the Kotel. I didn't know he was there. I went to the Kotel with my Chavrusa. My father, I see him walking out of the Kotel. I say, oh, Abba, I didn't know you got to Yerushalayim. And we start talking, My father said a beautiful idea. He heard from Chaim Volozh, and he saw Nefesh HaChaim. And then I said, hey, I just learned that in Likutei Moran. And then my Chavu said, I just learned that in a different book. The same thing in three different books. And three of us meeting together. You see, it's not coincidence. Hashem wants to teach you something. Personal experience. From my personal experience, I saw that many times I came to the Itbodedut, I was all confused and all very emotional and everything, I've always said, with such bitter, bad feelings, and such yisurei nefesh, how do you say that? Pain in the nefesh. שנראה היה לי שכל העולם שחור משחור, and it seems to me that the whole world is completely black. And when I began thinking about the things that seemed to be not good, and I strengthened myself to believe that of course everything is good, to really thank Hashem for them, miyadit pogei akol, everything just like the bubbles. You know the bubble? all went away, and I began to, and I came back to seeing Hashem that really everything is good, even though it's difficult. Shakor tov, that everything is good. Akol bashgacha, everything is supervised. Nothing is out of control. A lot of times, it gets us confused that things are out of control. It's out of control. The state's taking away the money, and this and that. Everything is under control. It's not the state, and not your harusa, and not your wife, and not your rabbi, nothing. Everything is under control. Hashem is controlling. First answer, you say the same stuff in Buddhism. I believe that everything is under control. Everything is supervised. Hashem, you're controlling everything. What is there to worry? So I'm going to die? So what? If someone's ill, Hashem. Hashem wants me to die. Fine, I'll die. Whatever you want, Hashem. Whatever you want. You want me to have... You want me to be this? I know you're supervising me and you do it the best way. You're not doing anything to harm me. You love me. Do you think the better to make you good?
Everything does is for our own good.
No, there's no bad in the world. V'yesh Hashem shemashgiach ozer, there's Hashem that supervises and helps. V'ani achshav omed mulo, and right now I'm standing in front of him. V'yechol asiach et libi lefanav, and I can pour out my heart in front of him, and to solve all my problems easily. V'memeila, I'm shech yigvodud v'ayta v'nimud. Once a person puts that in his head, it's all psychology, yeah? Puts it in his head, fixes his head. Yeah? The rest of the yigvodud, fixing his problems, you can do it with pleasantness, not with nervousness. And then, Zachiti, I merited to see this way all the points of what does Hashem exactly want from all these difficult situations that he put me through. If I would have skipped this level of thank you, why? Because it's not. Why would I want to skip it? Because it's not the truth that I'm feeling right now. I feel I want to scream, from pain. And that's the truth. But if I would have skipped this and say the truth is I don't want to say thank you, and all I wanted to scream and to cry and complain, I would have missed it all. I mean, this time I would have aroused upon myself more judgment and more confusion. Like we said earlier, the first condition for a person to have a true ibadud, a real ibadud, effective ibadud, is emuna, to believe that everything that happened till this moment is good, even though it's bitter and difficult. It's definitely good. A person shouldn't even start the ibadud before he feels it, that everything is good. He feels, doesn't feel, he could be feeling bad, but he knows definitely everything is good.
It seems like a contradiction. Better, but good.
Why is that a contradiction? People that take drugs. People take drugs. Some drugs are bitter, very bitter. They're still very good, right? Operation. Cutting someone. Cutting him! The blood gushing out. It's so bitter. You're fixing, you're saving his life. The thing is that we are like a person who walks into the operation room, doesn't know it's an operation room. And he just sees people with a knife cutting someone. What are you doing? You're killing him! But Hashem is a surgeon. He knows what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. I'm not cutting him, I'm fixing him.
You just have to believe that.
Exactly,
have to do it.
Yep. That's the place where we just have to believe. We can't know. And then, once we believe, we can start finding what's the good and what does Hashem want me? How does Hashem want me to get close to him through this situation?
In a way, there's an advantage of not turning on the news.
Oh, not advantage. There is, in a way, there is. What is the way that is not, that is an advantage of turning on the news?
There is no advantage in turning on the news because it just fills your brain full of...
Not only that, it's good. I'll give you an example, beautiful example. Haredi newspaper. There's a thing called Haftachat Achnasa. The state helps certain people. Avrechim, we have three kids. They give 1,000 shekels a month. Very nice. It helps a lot. Yeah, this thing called Haftachat. Now, The state wants to cut it off. Of course it wants. There's a lot of Haredim, a certain section of it which belongs to Haredim, the state of course wants to cut off. So they made a law that by the end of the year it will be cut off, whatever. This month, every 28th of a month it comes in. So the 28th of what was now May, the money didn't come in. So I started thanking Hashem, for Hashem, the money's supposed to go to pay my kids' school. Thank you, Hashem, I can't pay the school. Anyways, you're in charge of paying the school, not me. It says in the Gemara that you're in charge of giving the school the teachers my money, not me. So you have to pay it. I was thinking, Hashem, everything is good, I don't care. The state is not an issue. Fine. That's how I was working with the Emuna, and the office was beautiful, I didn't care. Anyways, I got a check from somewhere, and I paid them anyways, whatever Hashem wants, does whatever he wants. This morning, I pick up a newspaper on the way from throwing it from my mailbox to the garbage. I see something about this Havtachat Hakhnasa. I open it up and it says, this was a Haredi newspaper. It says like this. Because of many pniot, many approaches, calls, people that called in to the Chaver Knesset Moshe Gafni, he's one of the Chaver Knesset, he spoke to Warra. And he caused it to happen that this and this guy, and he's promised him that for Shavuos they're going to put the money for all the Avechim. Beautiful! Very happy, I'm happy to see this. And then I was thinking, Kfir! They should have written something else. Because Yishai did it bodedut and thanked Hashem, Hashem decided that the money will come back into his account. That's the truth. This guy, I thank him for doing all this stuff. But that's not the cause. The cause is Yisbodedut. The cause is the belief in Hashem. That's the cause. They're the effect. The cause is not them. They're what happens because someone does Yisbodedut. Because someone is believing in Hashem. And then they can do things. They can't do anything. I'm sure they know that also. But why the newspaper? I know why they do it. Because newspaper is Yated Ne'eman is part of Gimel, and they want people to vote for them afterwards when the elections come. It's all game. So they write that this member of Knesset, he's the one who caused it. Therefore, they don't tell you this, but therefore, next year, when there's elections or whatever, they vote for us.
Meaning, if it was overturned, they're going to give the money back now?
Yeah. That's what they say. I don't know. I want to see. But my point is that you see how reading the newspaper, Haredi newspaper, is complete kfila. It takes away the feeling that your innocent, pure feeling that everything is run by Hashem. The Haredi world I'm talking about. It's a very chaval. We want to live to feel Hashem in every little thing that we're doing. Nothing is random. Nothing is run by this guy or that guy. It's all run only by Hashem. Everything. Not to say it's my wife, or my kid, or my chavusa, or my this, or my that. No, b'chalav. Not to go, or my job. It's shtuyot.
For
my bodedut, that's what it is.
For its bodedut. Can you thank Hashem for your children's teachers?
They're good or bad,
I don't care. Just
that they have teachers, of course. Why not? What do you think?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Why don't you know? Why would you think not?
Because I normally do. I
thank Hashem for everything.
I make a routine of thanking Hashem for my girls' teachers.
Of course. That they have teachers, Baruch Hashem, and out in the streets. They go to school. I sing for the school a lot of times, but after the specific of a teacher, it's a good idea. I write it on my heart, said Hashem. Anyways, that's why anytime Belan wrote it, you read it in the Talmud Nafshi last week? You're right, I shouldn't want to listen to any news because the news causes me to not think of Hashem. It's so true. So true. The only reason why I bought you that paper was the story. I took out the paper.
Yeah, this is the last
page.
I don't have
the last
page.
Yeah.
I need the last page because I want to put it on.
I have to bring it. I have it in my house. Come on.
Please, I want the last page.
So, come to Be'er Sheva tonight. I don't remember. It's Mark. 8 o'clock, 8:10. Come to Be'er Sheva maybe?
Yeah.
Come to Be'er Sheva tonight. Be'er Sheva.
Where is that?
Come to daven Be'er Sheva. Special, special, special. It's higher than the shul, I'm telling you. The ceiling might fly off.
Tonight?
Meyer, tonight.
What's special about
tonight? Last Sphira.
Now, is Rav Elgar doing a shir tomorrow?
No, we're at Yom Tov.
No, Erev Yom Tov.
No one's giving shir.
I was confused when I heard.
Habaytai, I wish you all.